Can we switch to just one chick right now and talk about The Bachelorette? Not that I ever want to do that, but...
Well, we have a two-night show this week.
Is it like a final then? Or
no, it's just because we had to skip a week because of some basketball something.
The NBA Finals.
Yeah, that thing.
That thing?
So, last night we had part one, and then tonight is part two, so we'll have another recap tomorrow at this time for tonight's episode. But last night, I've just got two of the biggest things, or in my opinion, the funniest or biggest things. One, we'll start with serious, we'll end on the funny. The serious is Brian ended up admitting that he's falling in love with Rachel.
I never want to leave a situation without you knowing where I stand. So I just wanted to let you know that, you know, with everything that we've gone through so far, I'm truly falling in love with you.
Oh! And Brian! Yes!
I can't even let you know how excited I am to let those words out of my mouth, because that's very, that's very hard.
Oh,
that's
yeah,
very,
let him out.
You know, something that doesn't happen often. But I just never want you to not know where I stand.
Yeah, take your shirt off, please.
I just want to let you know that, and I really wish that at the end of this, it's going to be me.
Oh, and then they make out, and he shoves his tongue all over. Oh, yeah. So, Brian professed his love, and then my other favorite part was Kenny calling Lee a little bitch.
What's that little bitch?
You'd be a stain on that couch.
So you threatened me again.
What you gonna do? And all that was just me insulting you as a man. If you want to cry to Rachel next time you see her about how aggressive Kenny is. Guess what? I'll whisper it. Lee, you're a bitch. Okay. Whisper, whisper, whisper. There's no aggression in that, Lee. You're a bitch. I'm in your cowboy boots. You're a bitch. Can we get out of here now?
Wow.
What's that was bitch? Epic.
Now, here's the thing. So I can't tell you who went home on the 2-on-1 because we only saw half of it. And then the whatever the outcome of that is going to air tonight. So tomorrow I will get to tell you who went home on the 2-on-1 date between him and Lee. Right now we don't know. But my favorite part of the 2-on-1 was Kenny keeps calling Lee a snake. And so when they were putting together this episode, every time he says he's a snake, they go to B-roll footage of a snake in the grass. And I lost my mind last night. I was laughing so hard. So there's that. And also Dean is still the hottest. Thanks.
You think so?
Duh.
You're still going to apply if he goes on next season?
Guys, I don't know. I'm really freaking out. A bunch of people were tweeting me, and they were telling me that they want me to go out for The Bachelor next season. And, like, I want to, and if it's Dean, I really want to, but there's so many variables to this.
Like the show?
No, that's not a variable.
No,
the variables aren't. I know I'm going to get roasted on that show if I go on, because I was roasted on the dating show that I was on. I mean, I was the most loved, but I was also the most hated and the most well-known out of all the cast. So, I mean, that worked out for me, but a lot of people didn't like me either. So I have that, and I feel like on an even bigger platform for The Bachelor, I will get absolutely skewered on that show because of my personality and my views and whatever else you want to say. And the other thing is, I'm also terrified that it won't be Dean, because they don't really tell you. Like, you get casted, so I could end up on there with somebody I'm not even into, and then I'm just screwed.
I feel like you would last one episode, like the first night or two, like when they like meet everybody, and you would do something really weird that like everybody would make fun of you, like you're the shark girl.
Well, and everyone knows that I'm like a hopeless romantic, and I'm desperately like looking to find the one and all of this stuff. But what happens if you've been on a reality show before you go on The Bachelor, then the public finds out about it, and then they roast you in the comment sections on everything and stuff, because they're like, is she really here for love, or she just want to be on TV because she was on a show before? So that would also happen to me. So I'm like, I don't want to deal with all that stuff. So I'm really like, I don't know what I should do. You can tweet me and tell me what you think. You can find my Twitter through our Joan Alex Show Twitter, at Joan Alex Show.
Alex, I think you should apply anyway, and hopefully it's Chad Johnson next season.
Yeah, I feel like
Chad loves me.
I feel like you and Chad would be a good couple.
Chad and
he's
I
the
snap.
Crazy one, right?
Listen, Ashley I said this the other day, and I'm going to Ashley I Canetti. She's somebody in Bachelor Nation.
You got to realize that not everybody knows about Bachelor.
No, everybody that is listening to this break right now, it's because they love everything Bachelor Nation, and they do know who Ashley I is.
There may not be that many people, though, right now.
The point is, Ashley I said she could only hope to be treated by a man as well as Chad treats his dog Pumpkin, and I would second that. So any woman that dates Chad is going to be a lucky woman if he treats them as well as he does his dog Pumpkin.
What's the cutoff age to get on The Bachelor?
The cut, like how old, like the oldest?
Like you, like how old can you be when you're still on that show?
I think Brian is like 37 or 38.
Oh, God. So are you going to try to go on like a dating show till then? Like, would you consider going on for like the next 10 or 15 years?
That's the thing. I went through like having emotional breakdowns when Coupled was airing because of all the mean stuff that was happening. Like, it was really hard to see all that stuff. Like, people saying things that were just insane because they don't even know me based on, you know, a very edited clip for 5 seconds. I mean, you can see, I have all the clips on my Instagram. You can still find those from that show. And you can see on there that I'm insane. And so that's exactly what would happen times 10 if I was on The Bachelor.